company. We provide so many shoes. So Yashoda gave up that proposal. But at least take umbrella. Or the whole money. But the cows don't have. No, no, please take. But if you insist, get umbrella for the cows. Get 900,000 umbrellas. The cows have only feet and no hands. How 900,000 persons are required. To hold 900,000 umbrellas or 900,000 cows. So, Krishna blessed, if you know, no shoes for me, no umbrella for me. At that time Krishna said, Dharmo Rakshati Rakshata. My dear mother, Dharmo Rakshati Rakshata. If we protect religion, dharma, then that dharma would protect us. So let us just protect our religion and to take care of the cows, serve the cow, serve the brahmanas. This is our dharma. So he comes to the company here. He wants, their proposal is to kill Brahmins and cows and the babies. All the babies born in the last 10 days. And that, of course. Actually, they were talking of killing the born babies, newly born. These days, babies are not even allowed to take birth while they are still helpless within the womb. Kill them! Mother is killing the babies, and the society is killing the mother in the form of cows. Gomata ki. So this is the kind of the program. This Kamsa, they are now going on a campaign, and this campaign will last for 10 more years. But Kamsa had just heard that your killer has taken birth elsewhere. And he's going to be sending all his associates to crush dharma, principles of dharma, persons following the practicing those principles, killing babies. And the goal was, of course, that the eighth child, where is that eighth child, has taken birth elsewhere. So they were looking and looking, and it took. They could never find. After 10, 11 years, again, Narad Muni Narayana, as he comes to Kamsa, you know that Krishna and Balaram in the house of Nanda Maharaj, that's the seventh and eighth children of Devaki. And then Kamsa made plans to bring Krishna over to Mathura with a wrestling match was excuse, and he was going to attempt to kill Krishna. In fact, this is big ignorance. Anyone who thinks he could kill God, he has no clue of what God is. Just thinking, this is a demoniac idea, thought, killing God. God cannot be killed. Your soul cannot be killed. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha. Bhagavad Gita. No weapon could kill the soul. The soul cannot be killed. The super soul, that is what Lord is, certainly couldn't be possible to kill. So finally, as we go through chapters, 30, 40 chapters of Krishna's pastimes, and then the pastime of Krishna killing Kamsa. Haribo. You like that idea? Some of you did not do Haribo. We're wondering which party you belong to. So when demon is killed, devotees rejoice. Because that's God's program. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskrita dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Lord had appeared to protect his devotees, vinashaya duskrita, to annihilate the demons, miscreants. And by doing so, he establishes dharma samsthapanarthaya, establishes principles of dharma. So that's the kind of, there's one final statement of that chapter 3. It says, Hanti Sreyansi Sarvani Punso Mahat Atikramaha. When the the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, Sadhus in general, when they are offended, what to speak of? Killing them. This will kill or diminish the killers of the Brahminical culture, or offenders of Vaishnavas and Vaishnav culture. That person's life will be minimized. Ayuh sriyam yasho dharmam lokanam ashisha evacha. Their beauty will lose beauty, fame, loss. Elevation to the higher planets, forget it. If one is offender of Vaishnavas and Vaishnava culture, Krishna conscious culture. And with that, we want to remember the very special event of Nandotsav. Nanda Maharaj had a big celebration in Gokuldham ki. Yashoda Nanda Patni cha jatam parama apudhyata natad lingam parishranta nidraya apagatasmrati. So Yashoda is from previous chapter also. End of chapter 3. The Yashoda, because he was tired as a child labor, he was, and also influence of yoga, Maya. So you could not she didn't take note of whether she gave birth to a daughter or a boy. Not that lingam. She did not know. Did I give birth to a boy or a girl? She did not know. But she had given birth to the daughter we heard yesterday. And that daughter was taken to Mathura. Child born in Mathura was now in Gokul. In front of Yashoda. One devotee yesterday asked me a question. Question was, did Yashoda give birth to just one child or two children? A deeper study into this subject matter. This is confidential. Please don't tell anybody. Then for sure you will tell. Yashoda giving birth to two children. The daughter which she gave birth to, she is described in the Shastras as Krishna Anuja. Krishna Anuja. Anu means afterwards. Ja means taking birth. Krishna Anuja means Krishna took birth first and then Anuja, Krishna Anuja. Then this Yogamaya is appearing as a daughter. The theory of the two children, Yashoda, two children. So the Krishna, Devaki Nandan and Yashoda Nandan. So these two Krishnas, Devaki Nandan coming from Mathura side and Yashoda Nandan. Yashoda gave birth to. These two becomes one. Yashoda, Devaki Nandan enters Yashoda Nandan and has one son. And then daughter was taken away from Mathura.
Govinda, 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 Govin Thank you.
ब्रह्मने जाता अल्हारो महामनः आहूय विप्रान् वेदज्ञान् स्नातः सुशिव अलङ्कृतः. So there in Gokul, Nandas, Nandas, Suhatmaja Utpanne, the good news of Krishna's appearance. Ananda Maharaj is very, very ecstatic, very happy. Anha is full of joy. Arriba. Broad-minded Nanda Maharaj. Nanda. Ahuya Vipran. There are different programs going on. There they were planning to kill the Vipras, Brahmanas. And here, as child has taken birth in the family, is gathering all the Brahmanas. Yes, all Brahmanas, please come. Invitation for all the Brahmanas, Vedakyas, those who know the Vedas. They have a special word around. Snataha Nanda Maharaj takes his bath, chanting all the mantras. Ganga Jamune Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Sannidhim Kurum. Inviting all the rivers, please come. Inviting rivers while he's taking bath. Suchir Alam Kritaha. Putting on special clothes and some ornaments also. Child has taken birth. And he's Nanda Baba. He's Baba by this time. You know Baba, who is called Baba? Elderly. Nanda Maharaj is an elderly person. When he had his first child, soon after marriage and child comes, welcome. Some joy is of course there. But then he had no child and you're waiting and when happening, not happening, yes happening, child, and finally child comes. Arriba! Arriba! You are anticipating arrival. Child, that child is finally here. So he is joyful. And he's not just alone. He is joyful. The word has spread all over Vrindavan. Everywhere they have come to know. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo. In Vrindavan, in Braj, they taught this line. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo. And what has happened? Where are you going? People of so many villages and towns are all running, rushing to Gokul. So those who did not know, what is this all about? Why are so many people? They are going in the direction of Gokul. हेरो नंद के घर आनंद भयो that Anand has taken birth at Nanda's home. They are not saying it directly, child has taken birth, baby boy. They are saying, Nanda ke ghar Ananda bhayo. Or other meaning is the home of Nanda Maharaj is filled with Anand, filled with joy. The joy has taken birth in Nanda Bhavan. How did you know? As soon as people would find out, they would also keep running to Nanda Gram to have a grand festival. Nanda Ki Karananda. Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki. Vajayitva Swastiyayanam Jata Karma Atmajashyamai Karyamasa Vidhivat Pitri Devan Archanam Tatha. So the Brahmanas have come and they are chanting different auspicious mantras. And Nanda Maharaj, is giving out so many gifts to the Brahmanas. What are the gifts? What are the rewards? Dhenu namni yute pradhan vipribhya samalam vite. By now he has given out 200,000 cows in charity. The cows, samalam krite, decorated cows. Their horns painted are different around their necks. There are different bells, cloth, embroidered cloth on their backs. And some of them in their horns, pointed horns, they have placed lemons, and in the lemon there are incense, and incense is lit, and the cow is walking, and all these 200,000 cows, all well-dressed cows, well-decorated cows, have been distributed to the Brahmanas. Tiladrin saptaratnaugha chatakausham varavritam. There are big heaps of grains, the little mountains, little hills of grains. Tiladri, sesame seeds, they're very useful grain. You get tail oil and you can do swaha, swaha, swaha. Teal has lots of, teal is used. So, Teal Adri, the mountain, the hills of teal, sesame seeds. And they are covered with silk clothes and some other ornaments. And they are also being distributed in charity to the Brahmanas. Kalena snana saucabhyam samskarai tapa satejaya shudhyanti danai santushtya dravyanyatma atma vidyaya. So by taking bath, one purifies his own body. But we don't have just the body, we also have minds. So we should not be only cleaning the bodies, but cleaning, the cleansing the mind is important. So how to do that? Shuddhyanti santushtya atma. When the mind is santushta, the satisfied mind, oh, this is enough for me, I'm satisfied. Mind that is satisfied. And when mind is purified, then mind is satisfied. So the purification of body and purification of mind. Yatricha lava santusto. I'm santust. Whatever he has said, whatever is my quota, I have it, I'm satisfied. Those kinds of minds. Purified minds. The minds are purified. The consciousness is purified by Cheto Darpana Marjanam Chetana. The consciousness is purified by Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's why Sankirtan movement is here. This Hare Krishna movement, Sankirtan movement is the cleansing of the consciousness. Consciousness is cleansed, the mind is cleansed. Every day our minds, our consciousness becomes polluted, becomes contaminated. Always worried about air pollution. What about mind pollution? Mind is polluted. So begin with purifying the mind. Then surroundings also will become. We'll have right actions. The thoughts and then speech and action. The origin is in the thought process. Every day so much dirt gets into the mind. What about cleansing the mind? You do a lot good to the family, to that individual, to that family, to that society, country, humanity at large would be benefited. So the residents of Vrindavan, Gokul, they are doing that. Their minds are satisfied. Savai manaha Krishna pada aravindai. Savai manaha Krishna pada aravinda. On their mind is the charana aravinda. The lotus feet of the Lord is all there. Thinking, meditating upon the Lord's lotus feet. The mind becomes purified. Atma Atma Vidyaya. And thereby Krishna consciousness, the Atma and our consciousness of Atma is to be purified. Samskarais. The samskaras meant for purifying our whole existence. Samskaras. Samskarat Bhavet Vijaha. One becomes twice born by undergoing samskaras. Samskaras are different processes, different vidhis, vidham, different undertakings. They are meant to purify us. From womb to tomb. A child with the right consciousness, purified consciousness would appear. Garvadhan samskar, the namakaran samskar, vidya arambha samskar, time to go to school, learn reading, writing, vidya arambha, vivaha samskar, marriage ceremony, vivaha yagya or vivaha samskar. This sacred thing to do. The vivaha is only in human society. Do you get some invitation, wedding from other societies? A dog is getting married. In fact, this marriage institution is a special feature of human society. If you can stay brahmacharya, then stick in brahmacharya.